Welcome, everybody, to episode 526 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great Brakeman, the Great Brakeman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you? Didn't get much of a chance to talk. I mean, I think Brakeman's in minimalistic mode today. Mm-hmm. He's just, you know, giving you the minimum, which is, you mm-hmm. know. Not the minimum wage, which would be great. Just the minimum effort. I think we talked a little bit before we. Yeah, it's kind of one of those days, huh?
Instead of talking about raising the minimum wage, though, shouldn't we talk more about actually just making a living wage?
Well, what do you consider a living wage, Eric? Like $15 is actually pretty, you know, pretty decent in my opinion. I mean,
well, it's more livable than not 15.
Yeah. I mean, 20 is better. I mean, anything.
My job, I should be getting 20.
Yeah, of course. I mean, anything physical. I think the days of physical labor are almost over with the robots that we got in place now. But what were you going to say, Eric?
I'm pretty sure my gray hair acceleration has gone faster than it should in the last 2 years because of bullshit at work.
Oh yeah, that's par for the course, man. And most people's lives is cut short by how much they have to work at work, you know. So, but it's a fact of life, man. I mean, what are you going to do? Brakeman, Mr. Minimum. We should call you Minimum Man today.
Meh.
Yeah. Meh. So, how was work this week, man? Was it just meh? Meh. All right. That sounds about right for you today, man. Let's get into the news, Eric. What do we got to begin with, man?
Okay, we got how East Memories of Zelda is coming to the PS4, and it's got a Japanese release date for May 16th.
Yeah.
And who knows whether or not XE will actually be allowed to publish this version at this point, but, I mean, they have the PC and the Vita version still, but who knows?
Yeah. I had to adjust the levels a little bit. It sounded a little loud for all of us involved, but okay. Yeah.
Although, to be fair, the PC release is based on the Vita version, and this version will apparently have improved BGM quality. The frame rate will be raised to 60 FPS, which is also on the PC release.
What I want to know is if it'll have better BDSM quality, Eric. That's what I'm wondering.
East is not known for having porn in it, but.
Who said anything about porn, man? I'm just saying BDSM. I don't know. Okay, continue, Eric. Anything else?
But says some features that use touchscreen controls for the original PS Vita release will be optimized for the PS4's touchpad instead.
Oh, cool.
You'll be also, like, if you still don't like the touchpad, you could probably just use buttons.
Yeah. I see Dungeons in chat. What's up, Dungeon? And Slow Cool. Thanks for joining the chat, gentlemen or gentlewomen. Well, I know Dungeon's not a woman, but you know what I'm saying.
And the PC release of the game looks good because they did a lot of work on it to make it look good. But so this is probably going to be at least comparable to that, if not a little bit better.
Yeah, so that's cool. Ease is a great series, man. I mean, it's up there. I'd say Ease is up there with Final Fantasy as far as quality goes. I mean, maybe not so much as graphically, but story-wise and, you know, gameplay-wise, I would definitely put that series up there with a Final Fantasy and beyond. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw on a post that, like, Adel in East 9 will probably be some kind of monster of some kind, because everybody in that place is a monster. So he probably gets transformed at some point, and the whole point of the game is to escape the island and get uncursed or something.
Yeah. Dungeon says, Ease is good stuff. Solid action RPGs. Just keep Adel away from boats. Yes, exactly.
So if you turn into like a werewolf, can you get fleas or something?
What are you talking about?
You don't need to keep Adol away from boats. You need to keep boats away from Adol.
Well, you said they like point. Transform. I'm thinking like a werewolf or something, you know?
Because, like, in the first East game, like in the prologue, and that was only available on the DOS version of East Eternal, which was released before the complete version or Chronicles version came out.
Yeah.
They showed him sailing to get to the island that he was supposed to. And of course he crashed.
Yeah, of course. Of course he did. Breakman, I've talked about having a really good, solid RPG that involved horror. And nothing has really quenched my thirst for that other than a game called Nocturne. And even Nocturne wasn't like it was definitely dark, but it wasn't like horror based, you know, something really that would scare me not only story wise but even with gameplay and stuff. And I've talked about that. I've talked about even having like an RPG set in a time when you had things like werewolves and stuff like that. I wish somebody would make that RPG. I think it would be fantastic. Devil Summoner was another horror kind of based RPG, but it wasn't. I mean, it didn't have any of the tropes of horror, you know. It didn't have a ton of gore or just, you know, kind of a scary kind of story. So I'm still waiting. Somebody's got to create it at some point. You know what I'm saying? Just like somebody's got to read the
Where's my Switch version of Memories of Celso?
Yeah. Dungeon says the Elvira games were RPGs, but they were way back in the 90s. Yeah, I remember those too. They weren't... Those were more camp, and I like that too. I like camp style stuff, but hopefully this next story won't be campy, Breakman.
Coming to us live from goddamn a lot of ads, RPG site, Kingdom Hearts 3 ships 5 million units worldwide.
Yes. Did anybody expect this not to be the case with Kingdom Hearts? Like, this game has been... and even that, then it's probably still going to be... disappointing to Square. I can guarantee you Square's not happy with the sales. They never are. Dungeon says,
I think Disney is disappointed in the sales or not. I think that would matter more since they probably have more money.
I doubt they
have more money than everybody.
Yeah. I don't think they will be disappointed because they weren't disappointed with they're not disappointed with EA handling the Star Wars games. Why would they be, you know?
No, I'm not with the 5 million.
I don't think they – like I said, they were quite happy with EA and the debacle that's been Battlefront and Battlefront 2. So why would they be upset with Square and 5 million copies of KH3? You know, I mean, I don't see them being disappointed. I see Square Enix being disappointed. I mean, according to them, they should sell 10 million in the first day, you know, which is
– Right. Well, that I wonder if that's what they told Disney.
Oh, if they told Disney that, which they probably did, then – they might be upset, but whatever. Dungeon says, I didn't know Rutger Hauer did the voice of the main villain in KH3. I'll be talking a little bit about Rutger Hauer later on in the show, Dungeon, so you might...
In his awesomeness?
Yes, in his awesomeness, although I have some issues, and I'll talk about that later with the game that he's involved in. Yeah. All right. Next story comes to us from Silicon Era. Yumi Nikki Dream Diary heads west for the Switch on February 21st, 2019. I think we have talked about this before.
Depending on who you ask, though, I hear it's not as good as the original.
Yeah.
And it's full of technical issues, but the Switch version might have fixed a lot of that.
You can hope. You can hope. So it's based on a 3D project based on the original Yumi Nikki by dedicated fans and RPG maker team at Katakawa under the supervision of the original's creator Kiki Yama. Game is currently available worldwide for PC via Steam. And I already gave you the date, so there you go. I'm playing the trailer now, and this is the first time I had a chance to look at the trailer. I was messing with my internet before.
By the way, you could play the original on Steam for free.
Yeah, that's probably a better choice, playing on Steam for free. But yeah, I'm looking at it. It looks okay. I think we talked about this game before on the show. All right, Eric.
When the darkness is inside you, there is nowhere you can run.
Yeah, I like that. You should be the spokesperson for this game, break.
Yeah, they probably want somebody with like a deep voice. Somebody who talks more when the darkness is inside you.
Yeah,
now, see,
that's
I
not
try
too bad.
And it doesn't.
How about really let me see if I can do it, break. When the darkness is inside you. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
All right. So I think we have it established that I can be a better voiceover. Mm-hmm. You'll probably be a better voice actor, but I wish too, man. I should like put a reel together and see if anybody will hire me as a voice actor.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me for a second. Yeah, go ahead, dude.
No, cool. Not you.
Attacks of Darkness.
Break Attacks of Darkness, Dungeon says. That's good. Yeah. I'm attacking the darkness. Yeah, I love that. I should play that on the show at some point. It's so fun. All right, last story, Eric.
Last story is about how games called Hack and Slash, it's a Hack and Slash RPG, Dead or School, heads to PS4 and Switch this August in Japan. Studio Nanafushi is bringing its Hack and Slash RPG Dead or School to consoles, and developer announced that Japan will get it on PS4 and Switch in August. Physical release in the works, and in the game you're fighting in a school that's been taken over by zombies, and you play as this girl named Hisako, and she apparently grew up in an underground shelter of Tokyo.
What is this? Is this? Oh, it's a hack and slash RPG. Okay, it looks good. I wouldn't mind playing something like this. This is more along the line of what I've been talking about, like a horror, good
so
horror.
An indie PC game gets a console release. That's basically what's going on here.
Yeah. It looks good. Looks okay. I mean, it's surprising. It looks surprisingly good. I was not expecting that, but it looks okay. I would be totally down to play that. And that, my friends, is the end of our news segment. Not a lot of news, which is kind of refreshing, but let's move on to, if we have
any. I don't think so. Homie, don't play that.
Homie discounts this week. Not much. Eric and I, and I think Break, were talking before we started the show proper. Not much in the way of discounts this week. I did see that Tetris was on sale on the PlayStation. I don't know if it was on sale anywhere else. Did Tetris come to the Xbox? I don't think it did. I think that's
that's not cool.
Yeah. But Tetris Effect is $30 on PS4, and I think
Break, in order to level up, you have to actually go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's move on to Breakman segment.
Oh, your stream like died on me.
Did the stream die? Break.
Oh wait, there. I had to reload it.
Oh, okay.
For whatever reason, it broke on me.
Oh, okay. I didn't see anything wrong on this end. So, you guys gotta let me know if anything. If you're listening in chat, like Dungeon always is, let me know if the stream cuts out, and I'll try to fix it. But it doesn't look like anything's wrong from my end. Twitter comments, Break Man.
I got a couple. They're both from Freak. I appreciate that very much. He said he was listening to last week's episode. Frank Branches wants a tiny house, so he has more yard to yell at the kids to get off of it, or more space to grow his pot. It's for both.
It's for both, but mostly the latter, for sure.
he's building a sign that specifically says no skateboards on the sidewalk.
Yeah, no lollygagging, I think, is another sign that I would put on there. No loitering. If you're planning on standing on my lawn, get off of it. You know, just stuff like that, so I don't have to like physically go out and like remind people that they shouldn't do that.
Also, you need a moment of prostration to extol the virtues of Dragon Quest VIII.
Yeah, that would be cool too. Like have a whole video shrine to it. That would be kind of cool too. Yeah, absolutely. Good thinking there, Eric. All right, what else we got, Break?
Okay, we also got from Freak, as I said before. So this morning at work, I was packing up a couple days ago. I was packing a box of vaginal inserts. There was a warning on the box that it could cause a headache. I'm wondering, how did they fit a man into that little box?
Like a whole man? Like, I doubt very seriously women put whole men up, you know, in that area. So
well, you're wrong.
Well, I could be wrong. I mean, they do have dildos that are different Yeah, I guess. I could be completely wrong. So, yeah. Let's see. Dungeon says, you earned 10 XP, your melee went up, and it dropped one gil. But it also dropped a mystical pizza, heals HP over time, chance to cause stomach aches. Yeah, that's how it goes. You got to take the good with the bad, Dungeon, for sure. All right, let's move on, gentlemen.
Inquiring minds want to know.
What were you saying, Eric? Sorry, I had
this. I'm going to say, conversely, if you eat a chocolate frosty from Wendy's, you're guaranteed to get a stomach ache, but it'll taste so good.
I know. Every once in a while, I gotta get one of those. You know, it's like, oh, I regret this, but oh, it was so delicious.
I do that every. I was just talking to Bernie before we got on the air. Actually, like, I wanted. Yeah,
is
like,
that what you're talking about?
Well, pretty much. Like every single time I eat hamburger, I don't care what form it is. It could be a hamburger from McDonald's, you know, Wendy's, Burger King. It could be hamburger at home. I fucking suffer. Like, I literally, like, suffer every fucking time I eat hamburger. So I told Bernie, I was like, that's one thing that I want to completely eliminate from my diet. Like, I don't care if I'm having a barbecue and having people over. I'll make it for other people, but I don't want to eat hamburger anymore. Period.
Is it the way it's seasoned?
No, it could be just plain. It could. I don't care what form it is. Like, if you just cook it on the stove,
are you burger sauce intolerant or something?
I must be. That's what Bernie said. She said you're hamburger intolerant. I must be. Like, I think there's too much fat content in it, because I can eat beef. Like, I can eat a steak, you know, stuff like that. But sausage, I can eat sausage.
Or does the grease do it, maybe?
It could be that's what I'm saying. It's got to be the fat content. Like, there's even the leanest fucking burgers are at, what, 9% or 7%? And it's still too much for me. I can't do it. Mm. I just can't do it. I don't know what it is, but causes, like... it just causes hell. Like, I suffer. I literally suffer if I eat hamburger. All right, so inquiring minds want to know, Breakman, what you've been playing.
Yeah, nothing new. So, nothing. I have really nothing accomplished, not much of anything in Mass Effect. I'm pretty close to the end, though.
Ooh, so, that's going to be exciting when you...
I know. It's going to take at least another couple months.
Yeah.
So,
much in the way I am with games, I think that's how you are, Break. Like, you take your time and you like discover almost everything you can before you move on to another area. It's me, like, when I play RPGs, that's what I used to love about playing the old school turn based stuff.
See, like, I don't quite do it that way. I like trying to explore a little bit, but then I like getting more powerful than, like, coming back to the places and whooping everything's ass.
Yeah, see, that's what I was going to say. Like when I play RPGs, if they're traditional turn-based, I'll just sit there and grind and get super powerful and then come and whoop ass. You know, that's the way it should be done. All right. And a little more South Park you probably played too, right, Break?
Yeah.
Eric, what have you been playing?
I've been playing more Detective Mysteria and some more Vesperia. I hopefully can get it done this weekend. I'm like on the third arc, which is not that long, but it has like a ton of side quests that open up.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's
cool. About 10 hours or so left into it.
Yeah. Looks like I've been a little bit busier than you guys playing games. I played MPQ, played Observer, which we were talking about Rutger Hauer earlier. I've got some major issues with that game, man. I mean, I like the setting, but the voice acting is not strong. Like you would expect, like, Rutger Hauer to be perfect, which he is in almost everything he does, but not so much an Observer. I think it's the writing, actually. And I don't know if he's just phoning it in, but it just seems like something's a little off there. Like, I wouldn't doubt it was just a paycheck for Rutger Hauer. And then I got to the first area in the game, and I don't know what the fuck to do in Observer, man. It's a game that doesn't give you really much direction. Looks like Freak5 just joined chat. He says, good evening, Grinders. What's up, Freak5? Nice to see you in chat. We just talked about your...
Now I'm really curious about his voice acting. I've never heard his voice acting before.
To me, it sounded...
Because I was reading on Twitter, like, he's in... As Dungebuster said earlier, he's the main villain in Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah.
I heard criticism on Twitter. I read criticism on Twitter, so now I'm... I'm wondering if he's not a good voice actor or what's going on.
I don't think it's
he's not a Nimoy good... died, so they need somebody else to do Xehanort.
I don't think it's that he's a bad voice actor. I just think that he, like, if he's not acting in a movie, I think he phones it in. But Dungeon says, yeah, the voice acting was a bit off in Observer. He agrees. See, that's what I can't tell if it's writing or if it's just Rutger Hauer just phoning it in. Like, I don't know. Maybe somebody else can give me that opinion. Dungeon seems to kind of agree. Damn, the show isn't playing. Paused on an ad. Shit, I don't know what to tell you, Freak Five. Try restarting or refreshing or whatever.
Just hit the play button again.
Yeah.
He can't hear us, Frank.
Yeah, I know. Reload the page.
Yeah, I know. You're giving him advice, but he can't hear us.
Yeah, I know. I should be typing, but I got other shit going on here.
Thanks. We should figure out how to get Discord running so we can use Discord instead of Skype.
Discord does not work like Skype does, dude. I've tried it, and it just doesn't do the things that Skype does. If there's an alternative to Skype, somebody tell me.
We should find out how OR does it, and we should look into that.
Yeah. Okay, working now, Freak Five.
Now we can hear you.
Yeah, okay, now you can hear me, Freak Five. I said nothing but good things about you before you could hear us, Freak Five. So you'll have to listen to the beginning to hear what I said about you.
I think they were really two nice things. I'm starting to wonder if you really like Freak.
Well, don't tell anybody, man. Come on.
I guess you'll have to go back and listen to what you said.
Yeah. All right. So I played a little Observer. Not a lot, because like I said, I got to the first area and I could not exit the fucking apartment. So I don't know what the fuck I'm doing wrong in that game. I played a game called Virginia.
So does that game get a nothing out of 10? Like, fuck this game. I'm done with it.
I did. I had to set it aside because I literally cannot do anything else. I tried every fucking thing I could think of other than go on YouTube and go through a walkthrough, which light goes on in my head. That's probably what I should do. Virginia is it's a short little kind of point and click adventure-y type game with some weird angles and twists. I'll be reviewing that later. I played a game called The Coma, and that game I stopped playing because it was almost an exact replica of Detention. I don't know what came out first, but I got to figure it out.
It came out first, actually.
The Coma came out first? Then Detention is a blatant ripoff of
The fact,
Coma.
The Coma is so old that there was called The Coma the Recut. And so it's basically director's cut.
I got you. So that's where Detention came
from. So in other
words,
you need to play it.
I think Detention.
You need to apologize.
If Detention ripped it off, it did it better.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If Detention is the ripoff, which that's what it seems like, then Detention is a far superior game. I would not.
So it's Miss Pac-Man over Pac-Man.
Yes, exactly. Slagar's in chat. What's up, Slagar? I just noticed that you're in there, man. And then I played a game and beat, sorry about that.
That
was terrible.
Don't do that on the air, dude.
I know,
when
sorry.
When the franchise owner makes the exact same game, they put a bow on it.
Yeah, I couldn't reach the mute button in time.
And man, tweak sorry. Some of the game settings.
Tacoma is, an inferior game for sure. I don't care if they recut it or whatever they did to it. It's definitely an inferior game. It's faster based. It's not as leisurely as Detention is. I don't know. It's not a great game in my opinion. So I shelved that as well. So Observer and the Coma I shelved, but I did beat Virginia and I did beat a game called Tacoma. So I'll have those reviews in right about now.
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, we got some reviews. Eric, let me go ahead and do my reviews first. I'll get them out of the way real quick. I got three reviews for you all today. I mentioned Tacoma. Tacoma is a weird game where you play an information gatherer in space. You're going to see what happened on along the lines of. If you can think Dead Space without all the horror elements, and if you can think of a game called Oh shit! Or a movie called Event Horizon without the horror, all the horror elements. That's what Tacoma is. It's basically kind of a mystery. You're trying to figure out what happened with this crew, but in all actuality, there's an ulterior motive. And I don't want to spoil the end because it's the only reason to play Tacoma. I can tell the development team put a lot of effort into this game, but it's kind of boring. I expected a lot more, and I didn't get a lot. Luckily, I didn't pay a ton for it. So I'm going to give Tacoma a 6.5.
The same team that made Gone Home.
Yeah, and I never played Gone Home, so I can't tell you how similar it is to it. But it's more—it's kind of story-driven with a nice little twist at the end, and that's kind of what saved the game for me. I was like, it was kind of a slog to get through, and not super hard. You're just basically gathering information, and there really is an actual. I'd be curious if they did a sequel to Tacoma. I'm sure it would be infinitely more interesting than Tacoma was. So I'm giving it a 6.5 out of 10. I didn't think it was terrible. It's worth the play. Virginia is another one of those games that is basically kind of X-File-ish. You play as an FBI agent that kind of works her way up the ranks, and you have this one case that you worked on at the beginning that kind of catapults you into being like in a higher position, but it's got these weird angles to it. If you could think Silence of the Lambs without all the horror elements, well, at least most of the horror elements, you'd have Virginia. It was fine. Procedurally, it was okay. It was, it's just not a very long game. You could beat it in maybe 2-3 hours like I did. I don't know. I'm giving that a 6.5 out of 10 as well. I got it on the cheap. It was only like $2 or $3 on, the PlayStation sale. So it was definitely worth that. If you're paying like $2 or $3 for it, I recommend it. And then the final one is a movie called Nether Beast Incorporated. This movie, Nether Beast. It's a fun movie. It's with what's his name, Steve Foley, Judd Nelson is in it. So it's a who's who of B actors, like C list actors, D list actors, whatever. But it actually had some decent ideas. I think there were just too many ideas in it at once. It's basically about a company that all their employees are vampires, and they get this disease called, it's not very PC, they call it retardation, where their brain lacks a certain mineral or something and stuff. So, but it's, I don't know.
So an actual literal retardation, but tone deafness in the naming.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's intentional. Like they go through it in the movie. It's got a smart script. And the acting is okay. It's got elements of romance. It's got elements of horror. It's got elements. I mean, to me, it had way too many things going in it. It's definitely a unique movie. I recommend watching it. I would give it a 6.5, maybe a 7 out of 10 for Nether Beast. But there's
the other Monsters, Inc. movie.
Yeah, it's good. And it has its moments. It's just, to me, it's just a jumbled mess. If they could take some of those elements out and roll with whatever they want to do, whether it's camp or horror or maybe a mixture of two. But when you get like 3, 4, 5 different things, like it had a, kind of a mystery angle to it, had comedic value. It had a lot of the things that make movies great into one package. It didn't congeal for me. So, I mean, I still give it a recommend. I would watch it again if it was on. But it wasn't the greatest of movies, but it definitely was. It was worth the watch, so I recommend
Did
watching it.
Did Judge Buster not pay attention to the initial trailer for DMC 5?
He can shoot a Ghostbuster beam with it. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and I saw another trailer with a game where you can get Mega Man's Buster.
Yeah.
As much as I like Mega Man, like I would take the Proton beam.
Yeah, just, there you
that's
go.
Just badass.
Yeah. So those are my reviews.
I didn't. Oh, well, yeah, I'm surprised that completely passed by because it was pretty much a media blitz.
But I didn't see it either, Dungeon. You're not.
I was gonna say I didn't see it. So. Yeah.
I didn't see it either.
Oh, you're old guys. You don't pay attention to this stuff.
I pay attention. Most times I pay attention.
Well, did they show it E3? Maybe I did see it.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, then I've just completely forgotten about it because it's not one of those games that I'm going out of my way to play, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Netherbeast had
I'm an old person. I don't have enough room in my brain for stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel. Stuff
out of the yeah, way. Apparently, like, he fought a demon and he lost his arm, and that's what the game's about. Like, him trying to get his arm back.
Yeah, Freak5 said he watched Sex Education on Netflix. Are they doing that now? Are they giving Sex Education on Netflix? That would be worth the price of admission. Oh, I guess it's just a movie. He says it was very funny, so there you go.
I think it's a series. Oh, actually.
It's a series.
Maybe okay. I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe you can probably correct us.
Yeah. Let's see. I remember the van, and the van was in the demo. You're talking Devil May Cry. That shit's too hard for me, man. that game is, like, really difficult.
You can play on the really easy setting, and it won't be so difficult.
I guess so. I guess I could do that. I'm so far behind on it. I never even played the first
one. Don't get me wrong. Like, I would play the game. It's just time is an issue for me.
There's a specific joke in Netherbeast which I will talk about in Heiskapade soon. But Eric, let's talk about your review.
All right, this is a movie that's called. Well, it retained its Japanese title, and it's a direct translation, I think. But it's called "I Want to Eat Your Pancreas," and it's about a girl who has some kind of disease that's unnamed. So I guess it's either supposed to be a fictional disease or a disease that is so new that it doesn't have a real world name for it yet. But basically just a disease that they have no cure for. But it's affecting your pancreas and it's basically failing and cells within it are probably committing suicide or something. But so she only has a few years left to live and she seeks out a friend and the main character who remains unnamed until the very end of the game movie where he reveals his name. So he's apparently addressed as me by like it whenever you're referring to him. Like this is what the media team basically came up with for his like fake name. But it's basically about the male protagonist being like a super introvert and basically her trying to break him out of his shell, and she seeks him out because he's the only person that she's encountered that didn't really care that she was dying of cancer. It's like he just sees it as a matter of fact and doesn't treat her differently because of that, and that's something she really appreciates because when she tells most people this, like, they become distant and they're always crying, and she's an upbeat person, so she doesn't want to see people sad around her all the time, which is why he's the only one that she confides the secret in, like, and doesn't even tell her best friends.
So it's more of a dramatic piece than anything, right, Eric?
And, yeah, so they basically, she basically gives her, like, the freedom she wants, and she gives him the ability to open up to people more.
Yeah, so it's like you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours type of thing.
Yeah, but it's the name of the title is such because like in the I won't spoil it because like I think people need to see this movie and they can better explain it anyways, but it basically it boils down to it's a joke of a superstition she heard, and it's a joke between the two characters based on that thing she heard.
Yeah. All right. So what are you giving I Want to Eat Your Pancreas? At first I thought you were talking about an Alex Jones conspiracy theory there, Eric. But, no. All right, so what do you give?
Or Tom Cruise wanted to eat the placenta of his wife when their baby was born or something. or whatever. I'm going to give this a 9.5.
Ooh, that good. Almost a perfect movie. Wow. That must mean it's pretty good. It's an animated movie, obviously, right?
It's also fairly short. Like, I went in the theater at 7, and the movie was out by 8, like, 35 or so.
Yeah, with previews. That do you get previews in those special showings?
Special event showings, sometimes it depends on the movie. Mm. Like if it's like a Dragon Ball or something, you might get one. But this one, there's like nothing like that.
Well, in Dragon Ball, it's just advertisements for other Dragon Ball stuff. Usually.
Yeah, exactly.
Or in this movie's case, it was like a special interview like segment where some of the English voice actors were talking about it, which is dumb because like we're watching the Japanese audio reel, so why we need to hear this stuff? But they had some footage from like the original staff that had some words to say about the movie. It launched back in July of last year.
Okay, so 9.5, that's a very hearty recommendation. Is it dubbed or subbed?
You can see a dubbed version, but the only other screening for it is on Sunday.
Gotcha. All right, so there you go. Playing in theaters now.
At least around here. I don't know where, like, you have to check times.
Yeah.
In your location.
Yeah. All right.
But I think the disc release is coming out soon, so you can wait a while.
There you go. That's sound advice. So.
Unlike Mazinger Z, which is only apparently just now coming out, so that's practically a year since its theatrical release. It's like it's coming out in 2 weeks.
Yeah. All right, let's move on, guys. All right, this week's Highscapade. Breakman, do you have one? I didn't see one in the doc.
No.
Okay. What about you, Eric? I didn't see anything as well.
No.
So I got to ask you guys, all right? Are you guys more of the pinch and roll or the stretch and flick? I'll start with you, Breakman. Are you more of a pinch and roll or a stretch and flick guy?
Huh?
Exactly, huh? All right.
Are you talking about boogers?
No. Although I guess that kind of fits, sort of. Yeah. No.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
What's going on here?
Let me explain. All right. Nether Beast. I talked about that movie. Right?
No, it sounds like more like how you do your weed.
No, it has nothing to do with weed, although that might work too. I don't know. Talking about like guys sometimes have to like scratch themselves, right? And they were talking about methods of doing it in this movie, Nether Beast. And the two methods that they came up with were pinch and roll and stretch and flick.
I'd be more worried about pinching too hard and it hurting. So
both of those sound like they'd hurt. Yeah.
No, the pinch and roll is what I go with. Like that's my method of scratching. Like because they explained it in there. Like if you go with the full on scratch, like that it's kind of sensitive down there. So you don't want to like fuck anything up.
Well,
so.
When you're supposed to be scratching something, isn't it like more of a light scrape?
No, like, I mean...
So what, are you trying to scratch yourself until you bleed or something? Like, I'm getting it! Oh, God!
Maybe, sometimes. But that's what they were saying. Like, if you scratch...
My balls are bleeding, but I don't itch anymore!
No, if you scratch too much, like, you cause that type of stuff, you know? So they were saying, like, do you do the pinch and roll, the stretch? And so the joke was either you do the pinch and roll, the stretch and flick. I've never done the stretch and flick method, but the pinch and roll for
sure. I just lightly run my nails over whatever.
Yeah. Maybe that's the way to go, but I don't know. The pinch and roll is really effective. It's not like you're like pinching like really pinching something, you know?
I just lightly scratch. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how this became a topic, but
has anybody ever done the lightly
the most
deep
fucking sense?
How about the light deep press approach?
Maybe that'll work too, but I don't know. That's a good question for people out there. If you're listening in chat, do you guys do the pinch and roll, the stretch and flick, or some other method that you guys do to itch?
Grab an ice pack.
I'm talking specifically like your testicles, your balls.
Yeah, please,
like,
don't try this at home.
Yeah, don't try it at home. We're not recommending any of these methods, but I can tell you honestly, I go with the pinch and roll. I don't know. Maybe we can. You know what? We should on our RP Grinders do a poll. Breakman, mark this down.
So this is a high escapade because this is the only kind of question you ask when you're high.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, man.
Or answer.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we should have a poll: pinch and roll, stretch and flick, or some other method to scratch your balls. other than, you know, scratching your balls.
Or what about any other part of your body?
Yeah. Freakby says, I think Frank has some strange masturbation methods. No, it definitely has nothing to do
Western
with masturbation.
Grip strange.
The Western grip. Yeah, that doesn't work for itching. So I was just wondering, you know, when you itch, like what, you know. Yes. Bernie says Wednesday was Frank and hers 1 year anniversary. Jesus Christ, you had to get that in there, didn't you? Get out of here.
Happy anniversary.
Oh,
thanks.
Dear Lord.
Mwah.
No, get out of here. I'm going to kick you out.
You got cuties.
Yeah. Yeah, pinch and roll or stretch and flick. So if you had the choice then, what would you go with, Eric?
Neither. Those both sound awful.
No, you have to pick one.
I don't understand, like, flick. What do you mean?
Stretch.
No,
like
you
pull it and like you flick it, like,
yeah,
like
you're
trying to hurt it.
Yeah, no.
I think you use your thumb and your index finger, and then you pull or push depending on what cycle you're on.
No, like they're talking about like the way he explained. You got to watch the movie, man. It's called, I think it's called Nether Beast.
I mean, that way sounds like you're assaulting your balls.
No,
I
can understand. I can see it. Maybe you do a full on like a bat wing, right, with your testicles, and then you kind of like lightly flick. You're not like flicking it like you're flicking somebody's nose or something. Like, you're just like kind of, you know, little bit of flick action on the itchy spots. I could see that working, but I prefer the pinch and roll. I don't know, that's just my opinion, but yeah, we need to get a poll going. Pinch and roll, stretch and flick, or something else.
I put one on Twitter.
Okay, good. Yeah, there you go. All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Yeah, it's time for Stinkos of the Week. Breakman, your Stinko of the Week, and I think I am in full agreement with your Stinko.
Yeah, like this one's like, this sucks. Liam Neeson, if you haven't heard, apparently he wanted to kill a black man at some point in his life.
Yeah, I saw this. It's so sad.
I don't know if he still does or not. I don't think he does if he'd bring it up randomly as like a topic in a conversation.
I think I know.
With cameras rolling, he figured this would be just a story you could bring up. It's just anecdotal. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal.
You're right. I think
I don't know what kind of mindset makes you think that you wanted to kill somebody, and like, that's, it's not a big deal. I don't feel like that anymore, but well, you should still be like completely like, I don't know.
I think I figured
it should
this
be
out.
Like, you know, this is something this is terrible. I am so sorry that I thought this, you know, that I'd ever been in this kind of culture. Like, and I understand where he lived. It was, Ireland, and there's what do they call those?
IRA.
Yeah, the IRA. Mm. And there was a lot of like that anti-English culture and a lot of killing and violence and bombing and stuff going on back then. So I get it, like he could be in a mindset then, kind of a racist mindset and stuff, but then, you know, just bring it up casually and act like it's not that big of a deal.
No,
you know?
Let's give a little context, Breakman, because I want to give Liam Neeson a little bit
of
leeway here.
I understand, like, some people can, like, you can definitely change and stuff like that. Like, for instance, Vincent Price in his youth was like a Nazi sympathizer.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know that. That was his youth. But he became totally anti-Nazi and was very vocal in anti-Nazi movements as he got older.
Yeah. I mean, people do change. It does happen, yeah. Break.
So people can and do change.
Yeah.
But, like, you get to a certain age that you don't really change a lot much.
Yeah, I agree with – well, I think people do have the ability at any age to
yeah,
take
they
different
do,
views.
But the – potential and the
it goes less as you get older.
The
yeah.
probability, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The probability goes down. But let me speak specifically.
I think you're talking about something that happened like 40 years ago. So.
Yeah. Okay.
It's been a long time, is what I'm saying. So there's a lot of chance for change in there.
Yeah. Let me give you a little bit of context, though. First, let me tell you why I think Liam Neeson did this. It wasn't an out of blue out of the blue thing. Anytime like a celebrity or somebody that's lost kind of their luster, like Roger Stone, for instance, is a perfect example. Like he was been out of the news forever until Trump, you know, became a candidate and a viable candidate. So then now he's back in the news, right? Anything to hold on to that relevancy. And I think with Liam Neeson, it was kind of the same tactic, although it backfired spectacularly. But let me give you a little bit of context from what I saw and read. He was talking about something. Basically, one of his family members was raped by a black person. And yeah. that's where his mindset was at the time. That's no excuse. You should never feel that way about a specific type, you know, a person.
Yeah, at that point, like, he blamed it on that – on an entire race from the actions of one person.
Yes, which is, yes, which is ridiculous. I mean, there's the rates are almost exactly the same clear across the board, whether you're black, white, you know, Mexican, Chinese. It doesn't matter. Like, it's
– they're horrible people – in every single race.
Yes, but the majority of every race is good.
There are good people in every race, too.
Yes. But and I would...
We're talking about bad people, right? Or yeah. Wait, are we talking about bad people or good people?
No, this, what I was going to say is I think every race... The majority of every race is good. I don't think you can point to any one particular race and say that the majority of people...
I think the majority of people are sheep, and they'll go anyway.
that could be true, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're bad. You know what I mean? Like, right. I don't know. But I just happen to think people are good by nature. But it's no excuse. Liam Neeson is...
I don't think people are good because I think too many people are like animals for them to truly be good.
I disagree, Eric. We wouldn't be where we are with how many billions of people we have in the world if we were bad by nature. So
I said, you know, animals. I didn't say bad.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There's definite thought to that, too. And also the birth rate clear across the board is kind of... I think we might have hit our peak.
Being not good doesn't make you bad. It just makes you not good.
Yeah, I guess. Freak 5 says, Mrs. Freak keeps on faking. Oh, he says farting. Another stinko. He says his first stinko was hearing about Frank talk about how he handles his testicles. Yeah, we were talking about the pinch and roll and the stretch and flick. So, yeah, you know.
I would also like to add for the stinko, like, as far as, like, being racist and stuff, the governors and everybody in apparently running the state of Virginia.
What is going on in
Who's refusing to drop out, like, refusing to drop down.
What is going on in
Virginia? Like, at this point, like, nobody can trust you. Like, you need to go.
Yeah. I think once you do something completely racist, like put on blackface, and yeah. Northam can cry about...
Oh, that reminds me of Gucci's gaffe from earlier.
With the sweater?
The sweater with the thing that makes it look like blackface.
Oh, God, it's so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about Virginia for a second.
Or orange faces.
Oh, we so sorry we did this.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
And orange faces.
They had to know.
Yeah.
I don't know if they – who knows, like, what the hell they were thinking when they did something like that.
I know it's a French company, but come on.
This Northam guy is ridiculous. He should have resigned, like, the second that shit came out. Like, you don't – like, I was reading about first of all – publishing that picture in 1984 or 94 is fucking ridiculous. How can you publish that picture? That picture was – even if it was
– one of the things that bothers me is this was back in the 80s. He's had – for him not to resign now is ridiculous because he has had many years to address this.
Yeah. He could have – like before –
He could have addressed this at any time.
Why it didn't –
he has swept it under the rug.
Right.
You know, and why sometimes – you got to pay your dues.
Why it didn't come up when he was going through an election is beyond me. Usually, and especially coming from the Republicans.
It is funny, like, that I noticed, like, some media outlets don't want to mention, like, that it's a Democrat. That's always funny to me.
Yeah. Racism, like, knows no boundaries.
There's definitely media bias because, you know, if it's a Republican, like, because it happens all the time with Republicans, the first thing they say is Republican governor. But, like, in a lot of articles I've read, like, you have to read, like, entire article before you find out, oh, he's a Democrat, really?
That is one problem that I have with it. There are racist people whether they're Democrats or Republicans. I mean,
and people, and I'm so tired of hearing like, oh, well, you're a Republican, you're a racist. Democrats aren't racist. Well,
I mean, look,
it's not about politics. No. Racism has nothing to do with politics.
This is why the two-party system is a joke to me, Brakeman.
Like,
I was thinking the exact same thing. Yeah. I was thinking the exact same thing.
Racism also has nothing to do with a person's intelligence level. It has everything to do with a person wanting to feel good by belittling someone.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with skin color or anything. Like, you can be a black person who's racist against other black people, a white person who's racist against other white people. People don't seem to understand that. Like, you can have racism against your own race, for God's sake.
Yeah, I think the frequency at which, you know, like, I think if you were to, like, really break down, like, which Democrat or which party has the most racist people, which is a stupid thing.
It'd be the Republican Party, which has the, the neo-Nazis, those, and the KKK, like, those people always vote Republican.
Yeah, I know, and there's a reason for that, you know, so, but I don't know.
What's that one guy's name, King? Like, he's been caught multiple times being like the most racist person ever, and he's still in there. Everybody's like, resign. Well, you can't make me. I'm still here.
Yeah, you're talking about Steve King, representative from Iowa, I believe. Which, I mean, man, whoever those people are in that district, how you could stand having Steve King as your rep is beyond me. Not even the Republicans can stand him anymore. That's how blatantly racist he is. Like, that guy, how he was elected is beyond me. Like, Freak 5 could probably talk more about it. He lives in Iowa. I think that part of the state, man, they really need to get their head examined. But yes, Liam Neeson, let's get back to that. I think Liam Neeson did this on purpose so he could get a little more of the limelight. He just got the wrong type of spotlight. I think he thought with the political climate and, you know, everything that's going on in this country that it would go over well. It didn't go over very well. And I think Liam Neeson is pretty much done at this point. If anybody hires him at this point to do a big time movie, do it at your own peril, because I won't go see it. Like, I literally won't go see a movie that, you know, a guy has admitted to wanting to kill someone based on their skin color. Like, that's just disgusting to me. And you know what? I like a lot of Liam Neeson movies. But now I can't go forward and watch, like, Taken 3 or 4 or whatever and feel good about it. You know,
I've never seen a Taken, but I do like a lot of his movies. You know,
yeah, well, my favorite.
I mean,
movie.
He was a fucking Jedi, for God's sake.
Yeah, and he was in Schindler's
List.
So
un-Jedi. I mean, well, I mean, it's true. Like, you can walk a dark path and then become a Jedi. I mean, maybe that's possible. We don't know, but
yeah,
like, for him bringing it up like this, doesn't seem that way.
Yeah, it does not. It did seem almost unscripted. You know, and anytime somebody like brings that shit up, they still have, I mean, can you imagine the level of hate that you have for a particular race if you have to, you know, even if the worst happens, which that was pretty bad.
It means it was already there.
It means you had that already. You know what I mean?
That hate was already there. That's just an excuse to let it out.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's move on to your stinko, Eric, if you have one. I didn't see one in the doc.
No.
All right. Mine goes to, of course, we got to talk a little politics, right? Whitaker, I think his name is Matthew Whitaker, the acting attorney general, was in front of the, I believe it was the, was it the Judiciary Committee with Nadler? And he had the audacity to tell the chairman of that committee that his time was up when he was asked a question. And I thought that was the most galling thing I had ever seen in any testimony ever. And the balls on that guy is, we were talking about balls. That guy has a big set of balls, man. And I hope they fucking needle his ass before he gets out of there. And I, you know, a big piece of me hope he swept up in all this bullshit at some point. And if not given a prison sentence, then you know, at least given a shunning or whatever happens when these investigations come to their conclusion. Like, I can't see him not being complicit with Trump. He's one of the biggest scumbags right now going in Washington. And it's a shame that he had to be the acting fucking attorney general for the United States for any length of time, let alone, you know, at a time when we have one of the biggest investigations in U.S. history going on. So he just looks like a fucking complete goddamn idiot, Matthew Whitaker. All right, let's move on. I got to get my sound bites in order here.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, your Sweet of the Week, Break Man.
Well, it's interesting to go to me because my Sweet of is kind of related to investigations and horrible people. We've talked about Jeffrey Epstein before,
yes.
And last time I had good news about him, he bought his way out of it, of course. I'm hoping something like that doesn't happen this time. There's a lot more pressure going on as far as like pressure on the government, as outside pressure, money being spent to lobby against Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
And the light ass fucking sentence he was given, the travesty of justice for a guy who notoriously has a fucking island and a jet plane where he owned and molested as many girls as he could, and he liked them young.
Ugh.
Like apparently he liked them 13 to 16. Like that was the age range.
I heard of reports of 9 to 12.
Ugh.
Yeah,
it could be. I mean, it, like any of those are just like ridiculous.
Yeah.
He had women handlers, you know, like the ones he'd rape and then have them work for him and stuff. Like it was just go recruit me more girls and just all this sick stuff. And all he got was a 14-month sentence. God knows how much that he even served.
He didn't serve. I don't think he even served any of it.
I do remember. He had it was a weekend sentence.
Yeah,
like he
yeah.
only served on the weekends. During the week, he was allowed to do his regular business.
Yeah, yeah.
It was one of the most ridiculous things going. So anyway, we all know he was a monster. And I'd like to say, like, when people mention him, and this is both on the right or left, like, when I've heard today, like somebody talking about him on the right, like they're just they like to point out Epstein was a good friend of Clinton.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't mention that, you know, he's also a good friend of Trump, and vice versa. That, you know, that shit just it irritates me. Like I hear it and I'm like, oh yeah, but you know that guy that you love and cherish and stuff like that, he was also his friend.
Guilty by association, man. But in this case, it's warranted both ways with Clinton and with Trump.
Yeah, both of them spent time on his plane and his island.
Yeah,
and that's been documented and proven. It's not some guy saying random shit on the internet. You know, it's been reported many times. You know,
yeah. Anyway.
So the Justice Department is going to investigate this, and hopefully something happens to it.
Oh, the Justice
Department? With outside pressure on the government right now to do something about that, hopefully something happens.
You know, it's interesting you bring up Epstein, Break, and I'm glad it's your Sweeto that they're going to do – nothing's going to happen because, I mean, Whitaker is in there now. Then Barr's going to be in there. So that investigation is going to go nowhere. But at least there's a spotlight on Epstein. Right. And you're right. He was associated with Donald Trump. So maybe there's some kernels in there that the next AG or, you know, the next investigation can take us in that direction and finally get to the bottom of whether or not these other associates of Epstein were involved in this basically human trafficking, the thing that Trump talks about the most, you know. And if Clinton is involved in that, then fuck him too, and fuck everybody else involved in that whole spiel.
It wasn't just them. There were princes. billionaire, other billionaires. Yeah. Like, there have been so many people that have been documented to go. It's just, it's a horrifying thing that went on unchecked, and all of it, a light sentence was given.
Yeah.
And most people go on with their business. Like, I mean, for God's sakes, Trump's president.
Yeah, and speaking of billionaires, another sweeto of mine would be Bezos and what he's doing to the fucking piece of shit AMI corporation. I think it's good that they messed with the wrong person. And not that I think that Bezos is a great person, because he cheated on his wife. And, you know, it's been well documented how I feel about cheating on this show. It's one of the worst things one human being can do to another psychologically. But so I think that was kind of cool. Freak 5 says, my sweeto is all the Trump supporters crying on Twitter about how they owe taxes this year and he's getting a 4K refund.
Which actually brings me to my other sweeto.
Like Bezos is a piece of shit, but equally shitty is blackmailing somebody.
What are you saying, Break? Your other sweeto?
That's a company that's crooked as shit.
Oh, yeah. We could talk about that for hours.
But so my taxes are done. And he's talking about, like, he got a $4,000 refund. And other people I've seen on Twitter are just throwing a fit about losing money and stuff. The only thing I really noticed was different is the deductible went up to $12,000 now.
Yeah, which affects poor people. But
yeah, but it didn't – my taxes weren't – I got a slight increase this year from last year, but that happens every year because I get a slight increase in pay every year. I didn't really see any change.
Yeah, it depends on like if you're at poverty.
I have to file mine this weekend because I got all my stuff.
No, like I feel weird. I see people saying like they got more money back or they got less money back. Me, it's just. Or they're just saying they got a lot of money back, or they have to pay for the first time and stuff like that. And mine, it's pretty much
the biggest change that I saw in the tax code break didn't affect you because you don't have kids. And I haven't filed.
Is that what it is? Because I don't have kids.
If you had kids, it probably would have affected you. Freak 5, I don't know your specific tax situation, but I've been hearing a lot that the standard deduction for kids kind of went away, which is weird. Like, that's how I used to do my taxes all the time was, you know, with deductions for my kids. So a lot of people are complaining, but there's some like you, Breakman, that have had nothing basically done to their taxes. So in the grand scheme of things, it's a wash, other than the fact that billionaires and millionaires definitely did better this year. Because they got the tax cuts. I mean, Breakman, we talked about corporate tax cuts, and you and I
did actually notice there was a tax cut for me like that. It was almost $1,000 tax cut.
Yeah.
As far as like paying the federal government.
Yeah.
But it didn't affect much of anything.
Yeah. But I think that when you give tax cuts to rich, like I think the average was $60,000, Breakman. That's a lot of fucking money to just drop out of your taxes. You know what I mean? Like that's significant. That's some people 2 years worth of full pay that you just get to have back. You know, like that, it doesn't make any sense to me. The corporate tax rate should be somewhere around 70%, and right now it's about 20 in the mid 20s. When our economy was at its greatest, corporations were paying upwards of 90%, and they were doing just fine. So, I don't know. We disagree on corporate taxing, Breakman, but I think we can both agree that, you know, it didn't really affect most of the United States, but the millionaires and billionaires definitely got a huge tax break this year, which makes them super happy. But what can you do other than vote for people that, you know, want to do something different, like tax corporations more and millionaires and billionaires? I know.
The only thing, like my problem with like taxing is just the money's just going to the government. Like the millionaires and billionaires that are making the money off of the corporations, I don't think that money should be going to the government. I think it should be going to the employees.
I agree. I
don't think it should be a tax. I think there should be some sort of penalty or something.
Well, maybe penalty, but maybe corporations need to be restructured to where they have specific rates for their CEOs and executive members.
Exactly.
And maybe it's an hourly rate. And you can come up with the hourly rate.
I don't know if it has to be an hourly rate
or salary, whatever
salary,
you decide.
Salary is the worst fucking
thing
ever.
I know it is, because you get what you get. But, I mean, I'm looking at a lot of these CEOs, Brakeman, and they're making $24 million a year. It's like in football. Like, there are certain people making $20 million a year in the NFL that aren't worth anywhere near $20 million. You know what I mean? It's a performance-based business. And if that person doesn't perform, they're not going to make that money the next year. You know, they're not going to get all the guarantee. And that's another thing. Like, the NFL, it seems like a lot of money, right? But those people are not guaranteed their pay. There's no guarantees in the NFL. So I think if we look at the way that corporate people are paid, like especially executives and CEOs and stuff, there should be a cap. And then, you know, whatever excess, like you said, should maybe be given to the employees, like in the form of bonus checks or, you know, performance based type stuff. I'm so sick of seeing CEOs leave companies with a fucking golden parachute. You know, they get fired and they get $500 million for what? For nothing. You know what I mean? For leaving the company. What could you name me another time in your work history, Brakeman, where you left the job where they gave you a fucking golden parachute of a million or two just to leave the fucking company? I can't.
What are you trying to say? Companies don't do that for me?
Maybe they do, Brakeman. I don't know. But,
no. I've been holding out on everybody.
Let me get caught up on chat here real quick. Freak5 says Epstein's deal was worse than that. Anyone associated with him who gets brought up associated with the same charges have immunity. That is part of that fucking deal, which is ridiculous. And then he says, first we make laws that penalize companies that leave the country, and then we raise the taxes on corporations and remove their loopholes. There you go. That's another good thing. Remember, Brakeman?
The loopholes are a big thing.
They're a big thing because now the way it stands, some corporations are going to owe less than 10% based on loopholes.
Yeah. Loopholes are a big problem. That every year I hear, we closed the loopholes.
No,
well,
they didn't.
Apparently you didn't.
No,
you
they never do.
Buying sacks of shit.
Yeah, they never close the loopholes. They always have loopholes. Corporations always figure out ways to pay the least amount of taxes. I think – you know, if they did something like, let's do a flat 40% tax on corporation with no loopholes, I think we would be okay. I think we could do okay that way. And that would probably have the after effect of maybe dropping CEOs' pays by quite a bit. I don't see how.
And they could still make a lot of money.
Yes,
like it's ridiculous. Like, they have no reason to fight it, you know?
Yeah, it's sort of like in the gaming industry, like
you're not gonna hurt. Maybe you can't buy a two-story jet or something. I don't know.
Or a yacht. Maybe you can't get the most expensive yacht this year, and you have to get a used one or something. But these people are brazen, man. They don't care. Look at the president of the United States. You think he gives a shit about anything?
Exactly.
Yeah, about anybody in this country other than
personality and look wise.
Yeah, exactly. But whatever. So your taxes are done. That's great, Brake. I'm glad you did okay and didn't get hurt. Cause that's what a lot of people are experiencing. You know, they are experiencing hurt. I know the child deduction was a big one, although Freak 5 did okay. You must have did your taxes really well, Freak 5. I'm glad. I'm happy.
He knows who to blow.
Yeah, I think he got the knee pads. That's
his skills
sure.
are legendary.
Yeah, the knee pads are in full effect with Freak 5.
So does he have to buy him like a new pair a month or something like that? Or
I don't know. You'd have to ask him, man. I don't know the frequency of how he goes through knee pads, but yeah, maybe he just uses them once or twice a year for tax season.
These are my tax pads.
Yeah, tax pads. He has them labeled tax pads.
I usually only get about $200 back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's better than paying $200, Eric, yeah. For sure.
I had to pay $90 once.
Ooh. Ooh. That sucks.
But that's because I filed my W-2 wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Because it wants you to, like, fill in, the total number.
Yeah.
It never says, the number. You could disregard these numbers if you build this one out first.
Yeah. Freak 5 says...
So I ended up counting all the numbers, and I put 3 instead of, 2, which yeah. I should have. But yeah. That's why I ended up owing them, $90.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, no knee pads? Mrs. Freak filed for us. So she's the one that put the knee pads on, Freak 5. How dare you pimp out your wife like that? I disagree with that wholeheartedly. All right. I'm joking, obviously.
My wife.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's my wife. Oh no, that's a different song.
Oh, yeah, right. yeah. You know, pimp my ride.
Pimp your ride. Yeah, there you go. All right. Let's see. Eric, I didn't see any Sweetos on your on the document here, so I'll just move on to mine.
No.
All right. Mine are the Pet Sematary and Child's Play trailers. I got a chance to view.
I guess I could mention something.
Okay.
Thanks to Patreon contributions, I saved some money on Yo-Kai Watch 3.
Oh, there you go. Thanks to all your patroners or your patrons.
All $15 of it, although I wish I had more.
Well, of course.
If you want to support the stuff I write, I'm doing my plugs now. Why not? you can check out the sites I've written reviews for, BostonBastardBrigade.com, TotallyGN.com, VogNetwork.com and HonestGamers.com. And in fact, I got a new review up this week for there should be 2 more that I can hopefully get up by the end of Saturday. I'm gonna start writing them in the morning if I wake up early enough. But because I tend not to want to do things in the middle of the day because that's when I play games and pretty much don't stop. But
yeah.
If you like what I've wrote, the thing I wrote on Totally Gin this week is a review for Battle Princess Madeline.
Yeah.
But it's a fun game, but it has a lot of things that hold it back, which I'm not confident will actually get resolved.
Yeah. All right, Eric.
But if you like what I've wrote, you can go to my Patreon, which is in the document, and is on my Twitter account, and that is at EricRPG, and give me as little as $1. That will help out.
Yeah, always helps. I think Freak 5 was one of your patrons this week or this month, so yeah. Thanks, Freak 5.
That's a one-time donation, but I still thank you.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Tell other people that might have the ability or want or have a prolonged interest in supporting me.
Yeah. All right, my Sweeto of the Week goes to the Pet Sematary and Child's Play trailers. They both look good in their different ways. Pet Sematary has a nice little twist that I wish they would not have revealed in the second trailer. And we're going to have a discussion later on about trailers. I hate modern-day trailers.
Mm-hmm.
Because they always seem to give away, with the notable exception being the Marvel movies.
Remember that Infamous Dog movie basically revealed the entire movie's plot in its trailer.
I see. That's what I'm saying. Like less is always more. Bernie and I were talking about old school horror movie trailers. A lot of times they wouldn't give you away shit. For instance, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3, right? It was a terrible movie. The movie sucked. But it had one of the greatest trailers of all time. It was just Leatherface coming out of a lake with a chainsaw. And that was it. That's all you got. But it got you kind of pumped and excited and scared all at the same time.
How long was he in that water? And what kind of chainsaw does he have? Because, that thing was pretty not working.
It made no sense, literally, Eric. But the trailer was bad. If you haven't seen it, you should look at it. Because that's the way trailers should be done. Just give us a little taste of what we're getting into, and then let us go to the theater to watch it. Because I'm telling you, most of the trailers nowadays, like you said, Eric, give us every fucking thing to do with the movie. And Pet Sematary was no exception.
They'll show you a scene that's at the very end of the movie, like a Tomb Raider movie. I'll take 2. That happens literally the last goddamn thing you see in that movie.
Yeah, it's just I don't know.
Like, why would you show that now? It makes it like they're trying to advertise it being something that happens in the middle of the movie. It doesn't.
Yeah.
Or they'll just, you know, show too much of any given scene.
Yeah. So my Sweetos is the Pet Sematary trailer. Definitely check it out. If you can avoid the second trailer for Pet Sematary, just avoid it. Just watch the first one. It just all it does is set the mood and just gives you a kind of a glimpse into that movie. It seems very different than the first one, which is fine. I didn't expect them to be perfect with it. The Child's Play trailer looks interesting to me, and I'm glad they're going with a different direction. I know there's a series on Sci-Fi coming up with Child's Play, but I love the premise of Child's Play, the new one. Mm. It's basically, instead of a possessed doll, it brings it modern and basically makes it an AI nightmare, from what I'm guessing, from what I'm gathering. So I liked them. Check them out. Those are my Sweetos of the week. All right, let's get to our free-for-all this week. All right, guys. Last week we started the discussion about religion in schools. Breakman, we kind of got into it, but we really didn't have a lot of time to delve into the specifics. So this week I thought we'd go over that. What is your opinion on it, Break? There are a lot of states now considering offering Bible-based classes in public schools. So I'm wondering how we feel. I know how I feel, and I can guess how you guys feel, but let's have a discussion about it. Do you think it's right to offer the classes?
If they were going to offer all religions, like, I think it's important to learn about theology instead of just hating outright. Like, you should know of what you're, like, either hating or supporting outright, you should know, you know.
Yeah, this is the main,
but what you're talking about isn't that. You're talking about them teaching religion as basically a history course.
Yes,
which I do not agree teaching the Bible as a history course.
I actually disagree with all of it, because public schools are funded by the government. And there's a very specific thing in regards to separation of church and state. Now, I am going
to
be
– right. I'm not saying to teach – like, I agree with what you're saying. I'm not saying to teach it as a history. I'm saying to teach about its existence. I think it's important that kids know, like, everything. Like, kids should be taught about things.
If you're talking in relation to history classes, I've got no problem with it. As far if they were to go into, like, let's say the Crusades, or the role that religion played in the Roman Empire, I have no problem with that, Break. But let me preface this by saying I'm an atheist. All right, I go so far as being an anti-theist, because I think religion, you know, kind of poisons a lot. It doesn't poison everything, but it poisons a lot. But my issues are as, like, what I said. I think there should be a definite separation of church and state, and to have specific offerings of Bible-based classics is ridiculous. Like you said, if it was something where they gave you options, where there was a religion class that taught the Quran and the Bible and the Hindu gods and Buddhism and everything all into one, I could get behind that. But that's not what this is about. This is about specifically
that never happens. Right?
No,
I get that.
This is about specifically teaching Christianity in school, and I've got a huge issue with it now.
I was mentioning last week that my sister, when she was still in high school, and she was in the new high school for the last year of her high school life, because they had built the new high school and she got to go there. But they wanted to teach the Bible as, like, a literature class that was an elective.
Yeah.
What would you think of that?
I still have a problem with it because it's...
I did, and I told her as such, but she didn't get it.
I have a problem just because where does the funding come for that specific class? It comes from taxpayer dollars. So anything to do with taxpayer dollars funding a religious discourse...
Well, usually those kind of classes are like after-school type extracurricular programs.
Yeah,
to be fair,
but to be fair,
you're still advancing a very specific interpretation of a religious.
Right. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they don't. Those programs usually don't cost anything because they happen after.
Yeah. No.
After school's.
And if it was an elective, you'd think they'd have more, but no.
Yeah, but here's the deal. I'm an atheist, right? And the way I became an atheist is I actually read the Bible. I read the Bible through 3 times, right? And I asked questions. And you know, if it was a course that could teach you, you know, why this is this particular book is completely wrong. Then I might, or at least opposing views and the science behind, like whether or not a person could live inside of a whale or a big fish for any length of time. Like, I would be down with that. Like, if it was a comparison of science as opposed to what the Bible is offering and give people.
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd
be fun.
To me, that would be a different way of presenting things, and I would be okay with it. Like I said, I mean, I became an atheist because I read the Bible, which most of your ardent Trump supporter, you know, Bible thumper.
I never read the Bible.
Well,
I read parts of the Bible, but
in my opinion,
it's not an easy read.
Yeah, for one, it's not an easy read.
I own a copy of the King James Version.
Yeah, no, you need the updated, like, one where people can actually understand.
The New English Version or whatever.
Yeah. The number one way that people turn away from religion is they actually read the Bible. The average evangelical has never read the Bible through and through. And if they did, they would probably be appalled and disgusted by what they read. The God of the Bible, the Christian Bible, has killed more people than Hitler. If you can believe that. So
I'm almost convinced that the God of the Bible is actually the demiurge and Gnostic belief, because like he seems like a false god who wants people to worship. Because if you were in a powerful, omnipotent god, you wouldn't have want or need for people to worship you.
Yeah, absolutely. But people don't get that. Freak Five says the problem is there are too many religions to give all equal time and treatment. That's another problem. Mm-hmm. Like if you want to be equal, it's going to be really hard because how many people do you know about that know – have in-depth knowledge of the Quran, the Bible, know about Vishnu and Buddhism and all these religions? How would you be able to that's exactly right. But, you know, people in this country want you to believe that this is a Christian nation. It ain't a Christian nation. This is this specific nation is basically a hodgepodge of all races, creeds, religions, you know, thoughts. Like this is a completely our country is a potluck, so to speak, of people, and you can't teach everything in school like that. So that's why I think the founding fathers to begin with didn't want religion in the schools, because you know, what if you had a different religion? What if there's, you know. I just think it's the wrong path to take, and I'm glad that the founding fathers at least had that vision of separating.
If you're part of an authoritarian belief system like Christianity, of course you're going to want everybody else to have it.
Yeah. Freak Five says, and the people who want religion taught in school are the ones who already are teaching their kids their religion, and they want it forced on other people's children. That's a good point too. The people that do want that already have that indoctrinated.
They're never going to be satisfied, though.
Yeah, they never are. It's like a Jehovah Witness. I don't know how many times you can tell those people no. They'll still show up at your front door thinking that one day you're going to say, oh, yeah, I accept your religion. And it just doesn't happen that way. You know, either.
You know, I think the next time they come to my door, I'm going to do that.
Let them in. See what they have to say.
Just, you know what? You're right. I'm going to do that. I'll be at church on that. When is your service? I'll be there. All right, great. I'll
and
see
then
you
don't
then.
Show up. Yeah.
What I should have done years ago when I was still living at my parents' house was, like, on a Saturday morning, it was raining. This guy and his kid were basically going door-to-door solicitations for, like, Jehovah's Witnesses. Yeah. It's like, I should have said, you know what? I think the fact that you're out here with your daughter on a rainy day is proof you don't love your children enough, because you're basically making them just like you, and you should be ashamed of yourselves.
Yeah.
And your child should be allowed to live their life the way they want to.
You know,
instead of being dragged around by your own self-indulgent ass.
You know what?
Get out of here.
Yeah, I know. You know what the number one reason why people are religious? Do you guys know the number one reason?
Parents were.
Yeah, because of tradition. And Breakman, you and I talked a little bit on Twitter.
People can't think for themselves, because thinking for yourself is a sin. Because that's what the Adam V story tells us. That if you think for yourself, it's bad.
Yeah. Breakman,
as
you
I
and,
said, sheep. Yeah. Everyone are sheep.
You and I talked a little bit about the DH, right, in baseball. The only reason it is the way that it is, if people don't know what the DH is in baseball, it's called the designated hitter. There's two leagues, the American League and the National League, and somehow they're still part of the Major League Baseball.
Yeah, for some reason, baseball thinks it's a good idea to have two separate leagues which have two different rules.
Yes, and the rule is that the designated hitter hits for your pitcher, so the pitcher doesn't have to hit. And you know, the number one reason that...
And I'm sorry to interrupt you, but okay. To explain a little bit more. And the American League has to designate a hitter. The National League does not. In fact, the National League wants to make the pitcher hit. Watching the pitcher hit is usually the most painful experience of a game.
Yeah, I hate it. Unless you have a pitcher that can hit, which very rarely hits. I know Madison Bumgarner.
The Reds have one right now. I don't care. I still don't want to watch the pitcher hit. Like, I want to watch him pitch.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they pay more for pitchers than almost any other position. So I agree with you. I think they should just have DH in both leagues. Why not? I mean, and who cares if it takes strategy out of the game? Who gives a shit? You know,
what strategies does it take out of the game?
Nothing,
I had to argue with this on Twitter, that it takes out some strategy. Like, what strategy does it take out? And actually, there was a host on one of these local radio hosts that was just making fun of the double switch a whole episode. Like, I mean, is that what people are coming out for? They want to see a double switch?
No.
Like, that's what they're sitting there waiting for the whole game. Like, all right, let's get that pitcher out of there, and let's replace one of those outfielders. All right.
Yeah, nobody cares about that. Just like nobody cares to see the pitcher hit. Like
exactly.
Nobody cares. Like I've been a baseball.
It's stupid tradition, is what it is.
That's right.
They just want to do it for traditional reasons.
And see, that's why religion is so prevalent. It's because of tradition. If you let a kid grow up without context of religion and stuff, do you think that most likely that kid's not going to turn to religion for the you know, life's problems. He's going to live his life or her life and do the things that advances his and her career, not based on religion, but based on common sense mostly. You know what I mean? Maybe luck has a play into it. Religion, to me...
Well, that is if woo doesn't get you first.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's all. I mean, is religion not woo, Eric? I mean, that's...
I'm talking about stuff like Reiki and...
Yeah, no.
Junk like that.
It's all the same type of shit. It's based on tradition. Like, ancient Chinese medicines is all based on tradition. What the Chinese forefathers felt that it was right to do for medicine at the time. Like, that doesn't mean the shit works. You know, as a matter of fact, most of it does not work. You know, I don't know. It's the same in baseball. Like, you have these traditionalists that no matter
what...
I'm
sure there are actual medicinal pills out there that do use herbs, but...
But,
ancient Chinese remedies and stuff aren't those.
But see what I'm saying about baseball, Breakman? Like it wasn't up until just now when Mariano Rivera got 100% of the vote to get into the Hall of Fame that we had a person that got 100%. And why is that? Because the majority of people want to make things traditional, and they had this attitude of nobody can get in 100% because of tradition. Why? Yeah. Mariano Rivera was a perfect example of why everybody should vote. Even though you didn't like the Yankees, he was a great fucking pitcher, a great closer. You cannot deny that fact. It's sort of like not wanting Lawrence Taylor in the Hall of Fame because he used cocaine.
I think I've heard that too. Like, there's an argument against I forget who it is for being a designated hitter. Like, just because his position was designated hitter, so what?
Yeah, who cares?
His position was to hit. That's a position on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
He should be in. You know, yeah. I mean, that's that.
I forget what we're talking about, though.
No, I'm just saying, like, tradition is the biggest motivator of religion, and it has to stop somewhere. You know, I mean, maybe teaching the Bible in school would be a good thing as long as it was done in the right way. Like I said, like if you had, you know, comparative studies with mm-hmm. science and, you know, facts. You know, then
you didn't cut out all the nasty bits.
You didn't cherry pick the Bible, and you went through it straight through, and you talked about the millions of people that particular God killed, and the reasons why, mostly vanity. That's mostly why the God of the Bible killed people, because of vanity.
What I should do? I should make a video series reading through the Bible exactly as it says, and then do a summary based on what I read.
Yeah. Hey, Breakman, Freak 5 says, or, you know, speaking of going to that, you know, like a Jehovah Witness meeting or something, he says you show up and then in the middle of the service stand up and yell, "Holy shit, this is bullshit. I'm out." And then just walk out.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be
fantastic.
Cool.
Fantastic.
Like, you should say, "Holy shit, this is bullshit, and I'm out. Anybody else want to come with me? We'll get coffee."
Yeah, let's go get
the
coffee.
The only problem is, like, if you did that, like, as soon as you got there, like, everything would stop because it's like, oh my God, there's a new person.
Well, you wait till it settles
in. And they
in.
Would all – I know, but, like, they would all want to talk to you and stuff like that. Like, you'd have to deal with all of them. It would suck.
Yeah, it would suck at first, but just wait for your moment. You know, just be nice and cordial to everybody and then just be like – "Oh God, this is all bullshit," you know, and then just get up and leave.
Yeah, I just can't take this shit anymore. I'm sorry. I seriously.
Yeah.
Are you people freaking real? I'm leaving. Anybody coming with me?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go get some fucking donuts. Is the donut place still open?
Yeah, exactly. Let's go get a blood transfusion so you can find out how stupid that rule is that you guys have of non-blood transfusions. You know, it's so stupid.
Let's all get vaccinated, yeah.
Yeah, let's all get vaccinated. Freak 5 says, have an atheist podcaster teach a Bible class to school. Ooh, that might be the way to go. I would do it. I would totally do it.
Have Aaron Raw do it.
yeah, Aaron Raw.
Or not Steam Collector.
Yeah, I could actually do that, man. I mean, I'm fairly well. I mean, you know, like pulling Bible verses out of my ass, like most of these people, I can't do. But like to teach the class, I could definitely do. You know, like with some notes, I would do it. Hire me, I'll do it. I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't have any degrees or anything, but
Eli Bosnick.
Yeah, Eli Bosnick would be all right.
I don't know who he is. I don't listen to atheist podcasts. It's like, I don't know. I feel like at some point I just kind of grew out of the whole atheism thing. I don't care anymore.
There's a lot of good points to be made, though, if you listen to a lot of these people. Like,
my biggest problem with the atheist community is the fact that they seem to want to, like, cling to this. They seem to make it a part of their identity, and they're almost no different from the actual religions they criticize.
Yeah, that's a fair criticism, Eric. I hear what you're saying. Sam Harris is a good example of that. Like, he's so anti-fucking Muslim, man. Like, I got to a point where I was like, every time
Dawkins, too.
Yeah, Richard Dawkins is another one. Like, Richard Dawkins was one of my heroes at one point, and then he just slowly
Christopher
became
Hitchens
a piece of shit.
Had problems aside from his just
oh.
I mean, I guess you could somewhat admire him in a way for his scathing critique of religion, but
yeah, that's
a lot of that was probably motivated by him just being an asshole.
No, Christopher Hitchens to me is probably my number one person. If you want to really like learn the ins and outs of atheism,
but like I have problems with Hitchens aside from
yeah, I mean his political views are probably what you're referring to, Eric. But if you can set those aside and just listen to him for what he did. And he did a documentary on Mother Teresa, which I felt was an excellent insight into what people think. You know, he kind of turned that whole idea that Mother Teresa was a good person on its head. And for me, that's you know, he did more good in that documentary than Mother Teresa did in her entire fucking lifetime. She is a very aptly named an angel of death, yeah, according to that
documentary. I'm sure that Teresa actually thought she was doing good, but no.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so, Eric. I don't know if you've ever seen that documentary, but it shed a bunch of light on her that hopefully more people can watch. It's free on YouTube if you just look up Christopher Hitchens.
I'm just saying, I think at some point she believed her own bullshit.
I don't think so. I don't think so, Eric. I think if you watch that documentary, you'll find out everything you need to know about Mother Teresa. It's a very eye-opening. And a lot of people suffered in her wake and died because of her. So, yeah, I highly recommend it. It's basically about her dealings in India and her clinic, her so-called clinic. That she
I wonder how many priests / pastors or non-believers who feel like they're stuck in that position because they started there and they don't have any real life skills.
I don't know. That's a good question, man.
So they just keep pretending to be who they used to be.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good question. It's something that we can't answer on this show, obviously, right now. But, you know, it's good to have these discussions from time to time. I know we didn't have a lot of time last week to discuss, but it's good to have differing points of view. You know, I think in the grand scheme of things, it's best just to keep religion out of, you know, government-funded things. And school is probably the best place to keep it out of. But if you're going to do it in a fair and equitable way, either like Brake suggested or Freak Five and Chat, you know, have all religions taught, which, you know, it's just probably not logistically possible to do that. You know, do it the right way with science.
My point is more that I think schools don't teach kids enough stuff, and they don't teach them the right things.
Yeah.
Well, how can they when their funding gets cut almost all the time?
Yeah,
now?
When teachers have to go out on the street, I saw a teacher begging for money for school supplies for her kids, man. I mean, anytime that you have to go out on your own and buy the school. I mean, when I went to school, Break, man, way back in the day, and maybe it was this way for you,
I just wondered, did you have to move the rock out of the way first
how dare
before
you?
Entering the cave?
How dare you, you son of a bitch? How dare
you? Put it in back after
college. Why
later,
we have to buy our own books.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no
that's,
shit.
That's the thing.
And then sell them back for a fraction of your fucking price.
Yeah.
Such a fucking ripoff.
Later, Freak. Appreciate you.
It's GameStop of college books.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably how they learned. That's probably how they got their model.
Yeah. Have a nice week, Freak 5. Model. Appreciate you joining in chat. No, seriously.
Hey, guys, I got a great money-making scam. Let's do what they do with college books, but with video games.
Have, like, kiosk and stuff, like a Red Box or something, but just call it, like, Red Book, and, you know, you, like, rent certain books. I don't know, man. It's a tough thing to go over, but done in the right way, then maybe it could be a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think we all agree on that.
Yeah. All right, guys. That's about it for our discussion.
Are we going to talk about that other thing that we're going to talk about?
What other thing?
We're going to talk about
the movie trailers.
No. The tweet that we talked about earlier.
Let's do it. What tweet?
Me and you. The one where I was laughing about something that was said by a politician.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's talk about it, man. You were talking about the Green New Deal, right? And I think we have opposing views on this. Break. My view is, it's not going to pass. All right, it is in its current form. It's a joke, right? it's the framework for something that could be really fucking good, all right? You kind of poked fun and said, you know, I hate trains and all this, but what if
to me it was like, if I had a magic wand, this is what I would do. Like, I don't think a politician should be wasting their time doing what they want to do. Like, this, if I had magic powers, like, this is what I would do. Like, this is pie in the sky type stuff.
Here's where you're
completely... Like, she was seriously talking about replacing planes with trains.
Yes, but...
Like,
but
was she watching One Piece and just like,
no.
Oh, that sea train, that's amazing.
This is not...
We gotta do that.
All right, this is where we're gonna differ a little bit, but hopefully you can hear this, Breakman. And I'm not here to change your mind, but everything has to start from something. Right? You have to have a starting point. And her point on this was, there's places in like Japan, for instance. Japan is like at the forefront when it comes to like bullet trains. There are trains that can get you there almost as fast from point A to point B as planes can. I know it's hard to imagine, but it's not.
Right, but can it get us from America to Japan?
No, and there's...
And that's kind of my point. Like, she wants to completely get rid of planes. Well, then how are we going to get to other countries? Are we just going to go by boat?
I tell you what, in the United States, it's possible.
Or as she said, she wants trains to replace them, high-speed trains. So,
I'd rather regulate the various industries that are responsible for the construction of said planes.
No.
Fares are cheaper.
Well, how about this, guys? And this might blow your mind. This might be like pie in the sky. You know, maybe I'm ahead of my time. But what about making planes that don't run on fossil fuels? What if we had a plane that could run purely on solar energy? You know, what she's saying, I think this is revolutionary. We're going to look back
it'd be pretty easy to charge once you're above the cloud level.
Hold on.
And you're right in front of the sun.
Eric, hold on. We're going to look back at people like AOC, and we're going to think of them as visionaries, Breakman. I am firmly in that belief. She's what, 29 fucking years old, and she's the first person to bring a Green New Deal to the forefront. An actual fucking paper that says, this is what we want to do. Not even Bernie Sanders did that, Breakman. And you would have thought that...
He applauds it, though.
Yeah.
It's just to me, it's a lot of, like, pie in the sky impossible things.
But
like,
it's not impossible.
There's nothing on there that can be possibly
done.
I think
I think you're thinking like a conservative. And they're basically calling her a teenager and shit like this because they want to dismiss her.
Yeah,
because she has passion and energy.
No, I wasn't.
And
I wasn't.
Imagination.
I wasn't trying to
do
any of that.
No, what Breakman?
I'm not dismissing her at all.
No, I think where the disconnect is, Break, is that it seems like out of reach. Right, that's your point of view.
Right.
Like it seems like it's out of reach.
Like I'm not dismissing her at all. Like just to me, it seems like a lot of what Obama did, like wasted his time.
But this isn't...
He, like, there were things he could have got done, but instead of getting them done, he wanted to be on TV and stuff.
This is not
a waste of time, right now,
Breakman.
Like, thank God. Like, as long as Trump wants to watch TV, play on Twitter and golf, thank you, God. Please do those.
Yeah, I know. But this is why this is not a waste of time, Breakman. Think about 20 years ago, right? I know... kind of hard to think 20 years back. Did you think it was going to be possible for us to be riding around in electric cars? I didn't. I mean, I thought it was a pie in the sky thing, right? But 20 years later, we now have vehicles perfectly capable of transporting us from point A to point B anywhere in the city with an electric vehicle. Right, it's not out of the realm of possibility that we have bullet trains that are able to take us from New York to California in 2 hours. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
We just need to flex our muscles and our brains a little bit more.
Right.
I didn't say any of that's not possible, but it's going to take people and money for one thing. But I'm saying going and making a bullet train to go from New York to Tokyo is impossible.
No, that's not even impossible, Breakman. We can do underground. Like waterway,
bullet
trains.
Again, like you're going to need lots of people and lots of money for the stuff like
that. There's no question about that, Breakman. We're going to need tons of money. But guess what?
Then again, considering how much money the U.S. wastes, all we need to do is reappropriate funds.
Yeah, but here's the thing. we are the richest country in the world. You don't think we can do some of these things? We went to the fucking moon.
No, like these things are no, because we don't have the manpower.
We can do it, Brick.
A lot of them.
That's what the new
Green... She's talking about basically redoing every freaking building in
the
country.
The way our infrastructure...
I don't think it's a manpower problem. Right, it's a willpower problem.
It's a willpower problem for sure, but here's the thing. You don't think it's in the realm of possibility to have a better infrastructure when it comes to trains? I've been railing on trains for how long now? I fucking hate trains. I hate them.
Trains, like, most trains suck.
They do.
It's like look at, like, when you look at Japan's bullet trains and then you see the trains that ship coal and shit, they're like, that's technology that existed about 100 years ago.
Dungeon in chat brings up the biggest fucking barrier to this whole thing. Think about this for a second. He says, being the wealthiest nation on earth doesn't mean that the wealth will always be distributed fairly. Yeah. That's the biggest fucking thing right there. And that's why when Brake and I talk about getting money out of politics, that will be the catalyst to making things a little bit more fair. To where we all make a little bit more money. You don't think that money...
When our forefathers, and I say that this, I mean the people who made the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, all those people and stuff like that.
Right.
When they originally designed a government, they designed a government as a temporary job.
Yeah.
You were supposed to come in there, do your job, and then go back to your regular life.
Yeah, yeah. No,
it's not supposed to be get in there...
And
get
stay
rich,
there. Yep.
Stay there.
Yep.
It was never meant to be that.
I totally agree. That's why getting the money out of politics is a catalyst for fucking everything.
Also, we can, term limits for Supreme Court justices.
Absolutely.
Term limits for all of them.
Yeah, all of them. Every single one of them. I couldn't agree more. But think about this, guys. Green New Deal on the surface with AOC's bill is pie in the sky shit. I agree with you, Brakeman. But a lot of it is fucking possible, right?
Renewable energy, and I think that's part of the problem is when you're putting that image out there, like you said, or like Eric said, conservatives are are dismissing her and stuff like that. I think that's part of the problem when you do stuff like this. Some people don't take you seriously.
Look, people didn't take Einstein seriously.
That's because you don't have an imagination. So
right.
That's why.
Right. Well, I'm not like I said before.
I just think what you're saying is very hand wavy and sounds wrong.
Well, it's
I'm not poo pooing her at all.
No.
Waving her off. It's not about her.
Right. This is the core of the issue. All right. If we start here, we can end up there. That's the whole point of this Green New Deal. Like, renewable energy is a thing, all right? It does work. People do have solar panels.
I'm not saying everything on her list is impossible. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm saying things like replacing planes with trains. Like, that's not feasible.
I don't think it's not feasible.
Well, not right now. If we start working on it, maybe it can be.
We already...
Has anybody thought it'd be a good idea to make a water train?
No, I'm not. I was just bringing that up as an example, Brake.
Water 7 arcs.
But maybe you said, like, dig under and stuff like that. Yeah. We can't get dig under the ocean.
No, I'm not. Like, didn't
these
say...
These are. It's not feasible. It just isn't. It doesn't make sense.
Okay, but
like
maybe,
you can make like, you want to if you want to say, like you said, make planes that are solar and stuff like that. If you want to concentrate on making planes less environmental. Damaging.
I think
something like that. But
I think we're like, AOC.
When you're talking about making our country go to base or making the world go to boats or sea trains. That doesn't work. But whatever.
I don't know the logistics of that. I was just bringing that up as an example of things that we could do possibly, Brakeman. But what I'm saying is, why not get the infrastructure within the United States to make us, at least way less dependent on fucking airplanes. I'm not saying from continent to continent because right now there's no way of getting continent to continent without either A, going on boats or B, planes being the much quicker option. But I'm saying like you know, maybe that's the start of something even bigger. Maybe we get the infrastructure in the United States to where we can go from LA to, you know, Chicago in an hour and a half, and New York to California, and Denver to Ohio, so I can see you guys and come back the same day. You know, maybe we do get those kind of trains here. And then that gets us thinking, well, if we did this with fucking trains, a super antiquated thing that you know, desperately needed to be updated, maybe we can do the same thing with planes and have them solar, to where when we go to Japan, it doesn't, you know, doesn't emit the fucking greenhouse gases that it did before. I'm saying this idea is the start of something bigger. It's not the end. You know what I mean? Like, we shouldn't.
No, I get you.
Yeah,
it's just a rough draft.
It's just a rough draft, man. Like, it's this is how visionaries think, and that's why I think.
Like, the thing is, visionaries is they have a definite endpoint goal where they want to reach, and they mention it, but it's so far away that most people can't even envision the starting point.
Right. It's sort of like, you know, like the best players in baseball, break man. Like, there are certain players. Like, I know one on the Colorado Rockies right now where Derek Jeter was one. Like, where he could pick up a ball and he knew exactly where that fucking ball was going to be when he turned and pivot and threw. Right, he had the vision of where, you know, how fast he needed to throw to get a guy out, and he was almost clockwork. There are certain people like that.
Yeah, but that's there's muscle memory and stuff. Like, he's been practicing. Like, he spent his whole life playing baseball.
Right.
Well, and that's not a good comparison.
I'm just saying that there are certain visionaries of the game. Think of the best coaches in football. Like a Bill Walsh, for instance, who came up with the idea for the West Coast offense, which, whether or not you like it or hate it, you have to admit that, you know, at the time, like, throwing to your running back wasn't a big thing. Like, you know, short passes was not in the wheelhouse of most coaches. You know, Lombardi was another one who came up with the sweep play. You know, I'm just saying that there are certain people that think 1, 2, 3 steps ahead of everybody else before, like Eric said, you get to the final vision. But I don't know. It's stuff to think about, you know, and at least it's a starting talking point. It's not going anywhere. I knew that as soon as it came out. Like, they're going to look at this thing. Nancy Pelosi is already, like, blown it off because she's a fucking hack and she's, you know, 80 years old and doesn't know what the fuck she's doing, which is, you know, like you said, another problem, fucking term limits. But, you know, that's a thing. Get in, get out. You know, some people have really good ideas, and hopefully we can build on that and go from there. I don't know. I don't know where this Green New Deal is going, but we definitely need a Green New Deal, something like that, because this country is going to suffer big time. The planet is in disarray. I mean, you guys have experienced the polar vortex firsthand. So, you know exactly.
Giant robots.
Yeah. Big giant robots.
Gundams.
Yeah.
Okay, now see, if we wanted to, if they start talking about that, then I'd be all in, and I wouldn't poo poo it automatically. Yeah. Like, sea trains, that's stupid. Giant robots? All right. Now you're talking.
It's not like, I don't think like building, think of it like a tube from the United States to Japan. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
What about a train that turns into a giant robot?
Oh, that'd be even better.
I read what.
Yeah, Dungeon says Pelosi is secretly.
Pelosi is secretly a lich.
And will move her soul to the next vessel when the time comes. Dungeon also says Liberty Prime from Fallout 3. It can happen, he said.
I'm sorry. Is
Liberty Prime related to Optimus Prime?
No.
Okay, I compose myself now. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
I couldn't focus. That was just too funny.
That was good. Right on, Dungeon. All right, I think that's all the time that we have for today. Let's do our plug. You did your plugs already, Eric.
Yeah, you were trying to make a point. I was laughing.
Giant robo.
No.
He lost me with the Pelosi's.
No, I was just gonna read his comment. That's all I was gonna do. But okay. All right, Breakman, you already did your plugs, Eric. So let's get to Breakman's plugs.
At @break_man on Twitter and at @RPGrinders on Twitter.
All right, there you go. Where can people find you on the game systems if they want to?
You know, if you want to follow me on and giant robo for the win. It's true. Like if Trump wants to build a space force. No, we need giant mechs, dude.
We need kaiju killers.
We need Metal Wolf Chaos.
All right, Breakman. Where can people find you on?
You can if you want to play with me on Xbox Live. It's just Breakman. From how they designed Xbox, it's two words, but if you just look it up as one word, apparently that works too.
Oh, cool. All right.
No underscore, just Breakman.
Yeah. Eric, where can people find you on Switch and PS4 and Xbox?
Eric RPG is on Switch, and it's Funny ET Man with a capital M on PSN, and it's a lowercase m on Xbox, but I haven't got Silver. I've been on Silver for a long time. I've never resubscribed to Live because I don't have any interest playing any games online there.
Yeah. Space Force cartoon. I remember that cartoon.
I don't. I'm going to have to look this up.
Yeah. It's terrible. All right. You can.
I will be looking.
Yeah.
Space Force cartoon.
Yeah. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on all of the systems, the Switch, the PlayStation, and the Xbox, RP Grinders. I think the RPG is capitalized. I don't know which system it matters and which it doesn't, but you should be able to find me on there. Add me there, and there you go. Dungeon just put in the link for...
I'm watching it now. I'm muted.
Yeah, Space Force.
Oh, you know what? This animation's like,
it's not terrible.
I'd say this is on level with like G.I. Joe and Transformers.
Yeah,
animation wise.
Thanks to everybody in chat. I know Freak 5 was in there. Bernie was in there. Cog Whistle was in there. Thank you for joining, Cog Whistle. Apricot.
So this
Goop
must
Fruit.
Have been a toy line if it was the '80s.
Yeah. Commander Root was in there. Host underscore giveaway was in there. Our good friend Dungeon was in there. Thank you so much. I think I mentioned Freak 5 was in there. And Slow Cool. Thank you all.
Flying with a cat. That's pretty awesome.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for joining. Really appreciate it. Make sure you follow the show at RP Grinders on Twitter. If you have a comment or question, make sure you send it. We'll read it on the air. What else? Join us live every Friday, 7 Eastern time on Twitch and on YouTube. Most of the action is on Twitch though. So, you know, if you want to chat with other chatters, make sure you go to the Twitch one, but I do have it live on YouTube as well. And I check both, chat rooms. So, you know, if you want to chat in there, that's fine, but you'll be
holy shit, I would have loved this show.
That show sucks.
Starcom, the U.S. Space Force. I would have fucking loved this as a kid. It's amazing.
It's not amazing, man. Watch
it. Shut up.
All right, on that note, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we are out. Later, everybody. Don't watch Space Force because it sucks.
He just hates it because it has a train in it, doesn't it?
Damn you.
Space train. Space
fucking train. Train. Fuck train.
It's like that Transformer space train.
Goddamn trains.